This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتون إلا وأنتم مسلمون فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الحج حج محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر أمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار يا أيها الذين آمنوا قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أيها الناس Tubu ilallah wa astaghfiruhu fa inni atubu ilayhi fil yawmi miyatan marrah. Brothers and sisters, we praise Allah the Almighty. Yeah, we do. We praise Al-Wadud, the lover. We praise Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. We bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah. He has no partners. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's messenger and his servant. We bear witness that whomever Allah guides is guided right. And whomever Allah leaves to err, no one can guide them. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of ourselves. Yes, from the evil of ourselves. Brothers and sisters, in the next few moments, I want to celebrate because of what the Prophet said, alayhi salat wa salam, and he said, innama ana bashar. To me, one of the most eloquent statements of our messenger, alayhi salat wa salam, a very simple statement, innama ana bashar. I am only a human being. And why did he say it? He said it because Allah told him to say it. Qul innama ana basharun mithlukum. Allah told the Prophet to say that I am only a human being just like you. Our Prophet was born from a woman. He lived, he ate, he answered the call of nature, and he died. And all of us are human beings. And today, inshallah, in a few moments, I want to celebrate our humanity, celebrate my humanity, and celebrate your humanity. And I want to go over a cosmic debate that took place. We don't know exactly how long ago, maybe millions of years ago, maybe billions of years ago, but it was a debate, a dialogue between Allah and his angels. And I submit to you this afternoon in this masjid that conversation that took place, that debate that took place millions of years ago, billions of years ago, it still impacts us today in this city and in America and in the world. Wallahi, it does. Every day it impacts us, this great debate that took place billions, millions of billions of years ago. And this debate was so critical that Allah recorded it in the Quran so that we would forever read it until Yawm al-Qiyamah. We would read in the Quran this debate that took place between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his angels. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَائِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ دِمَاءً وَنَحْنُ نُصَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Great debate. And in this debate, in that cosmic debate that took place, are principles that every day we follow, we understand, it unfolds. And when Allah said to the angels, I am about to make on the earth a khalifa. Obviously this name khalifa means something. about to create on the earth a khalifa. They, the angels, said, are you going to make in the earth that which causes mischief in the earth and the shedding of blood? And we celebrate your praises. We, the angels, we celebrate your praises and we sanctify your holiness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like this. Even the messengers are like this. That if you say something and it's wrong, you must be corrected. And if the angel said, you're going to make a khalifa, when Allah said he's going to make a khalifa in the earth, and the angels were afraid because this that you're going to create is going to cause mischief in the earth and going to cause the shedding of blood. Who is Allah going to create? Allah is going to create human beings. And Allah did not deny what the angel said. He simply said, "Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun." I know what you know not. And I would like to take a few moments this afternoon just to examine that. In the end, we're going to say this, what the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Yuhannas, tubu ilallah wastaghfiruhu. Oh, mankind, I want everyone here today in this masjid, not some, not most, not the adults, not the men, not the women, but everybody, the men and the women, the young and the old, the black and the white, the Arab and the non-Arab, I want every one of us today to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want every one of us today to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone, and I want everyone to ask Allah's forgiveness. And so the Prophet didn't only say that, didn't only tell us to turn to Allah. He went a step further. He says, "For inni atubu ilayhi fil yawm miyatan mara." For me, Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah, the one whom Allah has blessed, me, I turn to Allah every day, 100 times a day. And if the messenger of Allah turns to Allah 100 times a day, how often must we turn to Allah? You want to know the difference between us and angels? You want to know the difference? If you want to know the difference between us and the angels that Allah created these creatures of light, I want you just to examine a part of the verse of Quran, Surah Al-Tahrim, the 66th chapter of the Quran, and the 6th verse, just a part of it. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. And they never disobey Allah in anything, and they do exactly as they are commanded to do. This was their argument. This is a good argument. It's a very good argument. What about us? You want to make man a khalifa? You want to make man a ruler on the earth? What about us? We the angels. You created us of light, and we don't disobey you in anything, and we simply celebrate your praises. Allah simply said, "Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun." I know what you know not. If you ask the question, were the angels right? You have to say, yeah, yeah. You look at man and look at the mischief that man has caused on the earth. You have to say to angels, yeah, they're right. Bloodshed? How long was it before man started shedding blood? How long were we on the earth before man started shedding blood? First son of Adam. Not long. The first son of Adam murdered. Not only did he murdered his own brother. And so when you look in the earth, not just in America every year, 20,000 people will be murdered. And not only will 20,000 people be murdered, 30,000 people will take their own lives. Bloodshed. Bloodshed all over. Not just in non-Muslim lands, not just in the West. bloodshed in Afghanistan, bloodshed in Pakistan, bloodshed in Iraq, bloodshed everywhere you want to look on the globe, there's bloodshed. Bloodshed in Sudan, bloodshed in Nigeria, bloodshed everywhere you look on the earth, bloodshed. That's what man does, but yet Allah, in his infinite wisdom, made man his khalifa. His explanation, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, I know what you know not. Think about the angels. You want to know the difference between man and angels? And I'm looking at all of you. I know that there are people here that you love. You love your wife. You've been married 40 years. You love your children. You love your husband. You love our leaders. You love. But man's love is imperfect. Allah is al-wadud. Allah loves too. Angels, do they love? Angels, do they love? Yeah, angels love. But the love of angels is different from the love of man. What do you mean by that? The Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, said that Allah said, in Hadith Qudsi, إِذَا أَحَبُ اللَّهُ الْعَبْدُ نَادَى جِبْرِيلُ يَا جِبْرِيلُ إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْفُلَانِ فَأَحِبُّهُ فَيُحِبُّهُ جِبْرِيلُ. Huh? And when Allah loves a servant, he calls Jibril. Jibril, Allah loves such and such person. You love him too. Then Jibril begins to love that person. And then Jibril calls all of the people in heaven. Allah Ta'ala, inna Allah Ta'ala, yuhibbu al-abd, fa'ahibbuhu, fa'yuhibbuhu ahlu sama'. Oh, angels, all those in heaven, Allah loves such and such person. You love them too. And then the angels begin to love that person. Imagine someone not loving the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him. It's hard for us to imagine, as Muslims, the most lovable person. For us, Muhammad, alayhi salat wa salam, how could you not love him? Yet there are some who became sahaba who said he used to be the most hated of us until Allah guided us to Islam, and then he became the most beloved of us. Oh, but the love of man is imperfect. What do you mean by that? Sometimes we love whom we should hate. Yeah. And sometimes we hate whom we should love. And you know the difference between angels and human beings? Allah said in the Quran, لَقَدْ قَرَنَّا بَنِي آدَمْ, we have honored the children of Adam. How did Allah honor you and us? He honored us in a lot of ways. And one of the things that Allah has given to us, that great gift of free choice. Yeah, you can love whomever you want to love. Allah not going to stop you. And you can hate whomever you want to hate. Allah not going to stop you. But we as Muslims, as Khalifa, we try to love whom Allah love. So therefore the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, said about Al-Ansar, La yuhibbuhum illa mu'min. The Ansar, none loves them but a believer. And none hates them except for a hypocrite. And those who love the Ansar, Allah will love them. And those who hate the Ansar, Allah will hate them. We bear witness today in this masjid that we, all of us, we love the Al-Ansar. We never met them, but it doesn't matter to us. We know that Allah loved them. You know the difference between angels and human beings? Yes, angels, they submit to Allah. Subhanallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Angels do that all the time. Oh, but man, human beings, we also do it. You know the difference? The angels are only wired to obey Allah. They can't help themselves. But you, and you, and you, us, we can do whatever we want to do. Yeah. We can do whatever we want to do. And you can't stop them. We can walk out of this masjid today and you can go to a brothel. You can go to a house of prostitution. You can go to a drug house. Nobody can stop you. You, as a believer, you stop yourself. You stop yourself because you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understand the great gift that Allah has given to us. I want you to think about this as we sit down, and when you leave this masjid today, I want you to think about this, about the great gift that Allah has given to us. I'm speaking to the elders for a moment, the uncles, the grandfathers, the fathers, children. If you're like me, one of your greatest desires is that your children remain Muslim. Therefore, some of you, you spend money, a lot of money, sending your children to Muslim schools. Many of you try to take your children to the masjid. And one of your greatest desires is that your children remain Muslim. But you know what? It don't always happen that way. You can be the most pious parent all your life, giving the best example to your children, and then one day, maybe your children decide, I don't want to be a Muslim anymore. And your challenge is not to make them be a believer, but inspire them to remain a believer. You see, brothers and sisters, the mistake that we make, and the mistake that most people make, even in the West, for them, everything is force. But two verses sticks out in the Quran, and I close with these two verses. Verse number one. La ikraha fid-deen. Don't you ever forget it. Let there be no compulsion in religion. It is one thing to make your daughters wear hijab. Maybe you force her to wear it and she'll wear it. But if it's not in her heart, one day when she gets far enough away from you, she'll take it off. How do I know? That's what they do. So our job is not to make them believe, but inspire them to believe. And my greatest love is to know that I have grown children who are out of the house and they practice Islam, and the Islam that they practice have nothing to do with me forcing them. The other verse, telling for us to consider. Allah says in Quran, وَلَا شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَأَمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُلُّهُمْ جَمِيعًا أَفَأَنْتَ تُكْرُهُ النَّاسَ حَتَّى يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. And if it had been Allah's will, everyone on earth would have believed. If it was His will, everyone on earth would have believed. Then would you, O Muhammad, compel man against their will until they become believers? مَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَن تُؤْمِنَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. No one can believe except by the permission of Allah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi ala sahbi ajma'in amma ba'd. Brothers and sisters, I'm finished. But I want to nail one thing home. I want to nail it home that you get it, that you understand it. There is not one of us who sit in this masjid, who sit in that hall, who sit outside, who sits up there. There is not one of us that is without sin. How do I know that? I know it because of what the Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Walladhi nafsi biyadihi, I swear by Him in whose hand my soul is in." And whenever the Prophet said that, he's about to drop on us something heavy. "Walladhi nafsi biyadihi, لَوْ لَمْ تُذْنِبُوا لَذَهَبِ اللَّهُ بِكُمْ وَلَجَاءَ بِقَوْمٍ يُذْنِبُونَ فَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى فَيَغْفِرُ لَهُمْ. This is it. This is it. Allah did not make a mistake with us. We are not the product of a mistake. Allah knew who we were and how far we would go. How far would man go? Man can go as far down in the depths of darkness as he wants to go. On the one hand, but he can rise to the greatest heights. If you had not committed any sin, Allah would remove you. All of you, you who think you're sinless, you who think you're better than anyone else, you who think you're pious, and you who think you're righteous, if you had not committed any sin, Allah would remove you and bring a people who would commit sin so that they can ask Allah's forgiveness so that Allah can forgive them. You want to know the full glory of Allah? You can't exhibit the full glory of Allah with angels alone. Why? Because angels don't make mistakes. How could you have a Rahim, forgiven, merciful and forgiving, unless you have people that make mistakes? So the key is not that you're not going to make mistakes. You're going to make mistakes for sure. You human being, you're going to make mistakes. You'll see it. You live long enough, you're going to make mistakes. Your husband is going to make mistakes. Your wife is going to make mistakes. Your children are going to make mistakes. Your leaders are going to make mistakes. Your presidents are going to make mistakes. Your governors are going to make mistakes. Your mayors are going to make mistakes. Everybody, human being, going to make mistakes. That's not the issue. The issue is, when you fall, do you get back up and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make tawbah to Him? That's the issue. You know what? I used to be a Christian. And there's an interesting verse in the Bible. And I want to prefix with what I'm going to quote from the Bible with something the Prophet said, peace and blessing be upon him. He said, لَتُصَدِقُوا أَهْلِ الْكِتَابُ وَلَتُكَذِبُهُمْ. Don't verify what the people of the book say. Don't verify it. Don't deny it. But rather say, we believe in Allah and what was revealed to us and what was revealed to you. إِلَهُنَا وَإِلَهُكُمْ wahid. Your God and our God is one. I'm not saying Jesus said it. I'm saying the Bible said that he said it. And this is what Christians preach. And it's interesting. Some scribes and some Pharisees that came to Jesus with a woman and said that this woman was caught in the very act of adultery. According to the law of Moses, she should be stoned. What do you say, Jesus? And they were trying to trap him. And they said that Jesus got on his knees and began to write something in the dirt, and they didn't know what it was. And they asked, repeated the question again, and he stood up and he said this, let him who is without sin, let him first throw the stone. He didn't say yes, he didn't say no. You know what? One by one, they began to drop the stone and they walked away. Drop the stone and they walked away. Drop the stone and they walked away. And dropped the stone and they walked away until nobody was left. Did it happen? Allahu alam. But let me tell you what did happen, because the Prophet said it, peace and blessing be upon him. He said that Jesus, alayhi salat wa salam, he saw a man stealing. And he said, did you steal? And the man said, wallahi, I didn't steal. Here's the messenger of Allah, Isa, alayhi salat wa salam, Jesus. Saw a man, he witnessed a man stealing. He said, did you steal? No, I swear by Allah, I didn't steal. You know what Jesus said? He said, amantu billah wa kadhabtu ayniya. I believe in Allah and I deny my own eyes. And the Prophet taught us that. What was Jesus saying? Jesus saying, I ain't perfect. I may be making a mistake. How often our eyes deceive us. How often our ears deceive us. How often our hearts deceive us. Yes, today we celebrate. What do we celebrate? Innama ana bashar. I am a human being. And I will make mistakes, but I will turn to my Lord and ask forgiveness. You want to hear something? If you had time, I would take you all through Sharia and show you most of what we do. We only do it to get Allah's forgiveness. If you had time, I would do it. I'll go all throughout the Quran and all throughout Sunnah, and I will show you everything we do. Most every ibadah that we do is to seek Allah's forgiveness. I'll give you one thing to think about. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said that Rasulullah alayhi salat wa salam was praying one night early in the morning, and he prayed so much that his feet began to ache. And when he finished, she said, Ya Rasulullah, lima tasnu'u hadha? Wa qad ghafara Allah laka man taqadama min dhanbihi wa man ta'akhkhar. Ya Rasulullah, why are you doing this? Why are you making all of this extra prayer? This is not Maghrib, this is not Isha, this is not Fajr. You don't have to do this. Why are you doing that? Allah has already forgiven you of your past sins or your future sins. Why would you do that? He says, أَفَلَا أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا? Should I not be a thankful servant? Now look at this. Here's the messenger of Allah. He's doing all of this extra worship, right? And Aisha's saying, well, wait a minute. She's puzzled. Why are you doing all of that? And you go from Shahrul fasting in Ramadan to standing up in Laylatul Qadr, standing up in Tahajjud, or Salatul Taraweeh, or making pilgrimage to Mecca, all of that, and you study, and you will find out that you do it seeking Allah's forgiveness. You know why? Because we, as human beings, are sinners. We're not angels. So therefore, when you look at yourself, say, oh, wait a minute, I'm a human being. Let me be careful. I'm a human being. Let me be careful. And then it means that we should be forgiven to each other. Finally, I close. We searched not long ago for Laylatul Qadr, remember? Remember when you came to the masjid so often during Ramadan? Remember? It wasn't that long ago. And remember Aisha radiallahu anha said to her husband, the messenger of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, if we find Laylatul Qadr, what should we say? Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbu afwa fa'fur anni. Oh Allah, you are the forgiver. You love forgiveness. Therefore, forgive me. We make dua for ourselves, our family members. We make dua for each other. We ask Allah the Almighty to forgive us our sins and have mercy upon us. We ask Allah the Almighty to turn to us. We ask Allah to help us to make tawbah to Him. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa ala azwaji Muhammad wa dhuriyati Muhammad. Sallam taslimin kathira. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samin alim. Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina ata'na. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltu ladhina min qablina. Rabbana la tuhammilna ma la taqata lana na'bi. Wa'fur anna waghfir lana warhamna anta maulana fansurna ala al-qawmil kafirin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Iqamatu salah.